This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, poetry on the train platform. But first, Manuel Noriega could be released from a federal prison in Miami on September 9th after serving 17 years of a 40-year sentence for cocaine trading, racketeering, and conspiracy. U.S. forces captured the Panamanian dictator in a 1989 military invasion ordered after General Noriega violently suppressed political opposition in his country and because of his ties to international drug interests. But until just 3 years before that, Manuel Noriega had reportedly been an informant for the CIA. Can a former dictator go home again? While he's been in prison, a court in France convicted the general of drug trafficking and money laundering. A court in Panama has convicted him, too, of murdering opposition leader Hugo Spadafora. A U.S. federal judge is soon expected to rule whether General Noriega goes to France or back to Panama. We're joined now from Panama City by Richard Koster, novelist and author of the book In the Time of the Tyrant. Mr. Koster, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for calling me, Scott.
Help us understand why, according to reports, General Noriega would prefer to go back to Panama, where he's been convicted of murder, rather than France, where he's been convicted but not of a capital crime.
Well, recently, the friends of Manuel Noriega have been fortunate in acquiring a great deal of influence in the current Panamanian government. And one of the things that they did during the last year, they reformed the penal code, and they said that people who were over 70 years old would not have to serve prison terms. They could serve house arrest. Well, Manuel Noriega to come back here, there's a good reason to believe that he would, in effect, be free. Now, there are also a considerable number of people here who would like to see him serve a real sentence, so that were he to come back, it would probably disturb the political ecology of this country somewhat severely, and the country isn't that stable to begin with.
Does Manuel Noriega still have support among people in Panama?
Well, he never had any support in this country, aside from the criminals who ran the government. The Guardia Nacional, which later called the Panama Defense Forces, was a continuing criminal conspiracy, and he had that support and the support that can be garnered when, if you don't support him, you can get yourself very badly hurt. On the other hand, he had a good deal of support in Washington, and that plus the military was sufficient. He's what you might call a Latin American version of Saddam Hussein.
You mentioned that his return might upset, I think you called it, the political ecology of Panama. Would it force people to choose sides? Would it revisit old history? What would happen?
Well, look, he's a person who cultivates resentment and never enjoyed being betrayed. In another sense, he's kind of a Christ figure because he suffered for the sins of all of his collaborators. There was a wonderful phrase made by an anonymous army guy that said, "Well, we got Alibaba, but we left the 40 thieves." And it's reasonable to suppose that Noriega might be resentful towards those 40 thieves for whom, in a sense, he has been suffering.
Richard Koster in Panama City. His book is In the Time of the Tyrant. Richard, thank you so much.
Sure, Scott. So long.